Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now on lesson number 9, which is chapter number 9 in your book, and it's entitled International Intercession. The objectives of this particular lesson are that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to write the key verse from memory, explain what it means to be an international intercessor, identify the benefits of international intercession, follow a plan of organized prayer for the nations of the world, become an international intercessor, organize a personal prayer manual for international intercession, and train others to become international intercessors. Our key verse is found in Isaiah 56:7, "For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people." So as an introduction, the preceding chapter, you were given instructions, suggestions on how to become an active participant in God's plan for the world. One of the greatest ways you can be part of God's plan is to reach out to the nations through prayer. And this chapter is going to teach you how to do this. You will learn how to become an international intercessor. The divine intercessor. An intercessor is an mediator. He makes petitions on behalf of another. For example, an attorney in the court of law is an intercessor. He stands between someone accused of a crime and the judge. He intercedes on the behalf of the accused. At one time, God looked on the earth for an intercessor who could stand between him and sinful man. And he found no intercessor, so he sent Jesus to serve in this capacity. And Isaiah 59:16 says, "And he saw that there was no man, and he wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness, it sustained him." So Jesus is the divine pattern of international intercessor. He is a mediator who stands between man and God. Through his death on the cross, he bridged the gap created by sin. And Jesus continues to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25 says, "Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them." In Romans 8:34, it says, "It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us." So Jesus intercedes between man and God, and the Holy Spirit also intercedes. It says in Romans 8:26 through 27, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." International intercession. God has given the task of intercession for the nations of the world to believers. We intercede for the nations by praying for them, and when we intercede, we seek God on the behalf of others. And we present petitions to him on the behalf of the nations of the world. The word international means between or among nations. As an international intercessor, you pray for more than your own personal needs and those of your family and friends. In prayer, you move spiritually between and among nations of the world. The benefits of international intercession. It is most important strategy for reaching the nations of the world. International intercession, there are three main benefits of such a ministry. First off, intercession is scriptural. The Old Testament contains many examples where the course of an entire nation was changed as a result of intercession. The intercession by Nehemiah in the book bearing his name is one excellent example. There are several scriptural directives call us to this activity. We find in 1 Timothy 2:1-2, he says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty." In Matthew 9:37-38, it says, "Then saith he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. And then finally in Isaiah 56:7 it says, for mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. So prayer is an activity upon which all others depend. Prayer is the greatest source of spiritual power known to mankind. Prayer results in revival, and revival produces zeal for evangelism, and evangelism results in the spread of the gospel of the kingdom. Plans and programs of evangelism are important, but prayer is vital to their success. It is the sustaining foundation of ministry and the base of operations. There are no limits to international intercession. So there are no closed nations, no secured borders which prayer cannot pass. Prayer can go to the ends of the earth. You may never leave your own home, but through prayer you can travel spiritually throughout the world to anyone in need. Prayer allows you limitless mission. Distance, social status, and language create no barriers for prayer. Prayer is the one world mission available to all believers. It provides a way for us to get involved with world evangelism without a moment's delay. You are never too old or young for this ministry, and you're never too ill or disabled. It is an act of participation in God's global cause upon which there are no restrictions. First off, you need to have a prayer plan. The following prayer plan can be used for a personal or group international intercession. It will provide specific focus for your prayers. The plan is for an hour-long prayer session, and this is only a guide to focus your prayers. Do not limit yourself to the suggested times if God should burden you to pray longer, and remember to always pray in the name of Jesus, as he taught. This relates to your prayers to his cause and concerns. So before you begin, you want to identify specific prayer needs. So identify specific needs about which you will pray. Be sure they're related to God's global purpose. International intercession is not a general prayer session for miscellaneous requests. It is intercessory prayer with specific focus on the nations of the world. First off, we have praise to God for 10 minutes. So we enter in the presence by thanksgiving and praise. We enter in his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. That's Psalms 104. Praise brings you into the presence of God so he will be able to hear your requests. Praise God for who he is, for what he has done. In your praise, acknowledge his great plan for the world and thank him for your part in it. The psalmist David tells us to come before his presence with singing. You may want to sing your praises to God, and perhaps you can sing hymns that relate to his purpose for the nations. Then you want to do intercession for the world in general. This could be 10 minutes. Here are specific things to pray about. First off, you can pray for a spiritual hunger throughout the world, for God to raise up a worldwide force of international intercessors, for the growth and development of the church all over the world, for God to raise up laborers for the harvest, pastors, prophets, evangelists, apostles, teachers, and lay leaders to fulfill the commission, according to Matthew 9:38 and Luke 10:2. You could pray for the unity and cooperation among existing churches and missions. You could pray for a revival of zeal and compassion to win the lost. You could pray for a wise use of material resources by believers to spread the gospel and ask God to provide the necessary finances and to raise up those willing and capable of funding evangelistic efforts. Open doors of utterance so as to share the gospel, Ephesians 6:19. Pray for closed countries to open to the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 3:1. Pray for the receptivity of those who hear the gospel, Romans 15:30, 31. Pray for major issues affecting the spread of the gospel. Pray for government and political leaders that their hearts will be receptive to the work of missions and evangelism. Pray for laborers planting new churches and missions. Pray for believers who are imprisoned or suffering because of their commitment to Christ or because of their ministry. Pray that the work of Bible translators throughout the world. Pray for Christian correspondence courses, training institutes, and Bible colleges throughout the world. Pray for national Christian workers. Pray for the cross-cultural missionary force. Pray for a move of God among the young people that are the future leaders of the church. Pray for revelation for the right strategy to reach each nation and village of the world. Ask God to reveal it to those laboring in these regions, and pray for organizations engaged in mission research and strategy. Pray for protection of laborers from attacks of Satan. Bind the enemies of Satan coming against believers and nations. Pray for deliverance from those who oppose the gospel, according to Romans 15:30-31 and 2 Thessalonians 3:2. Pray for a biblical worldview to be spread among believers, that they will become participators instead of spectators of God's plan. Pray for those who work in secular occupations in various nations in order to spread the gospel. Pray for believers in armed forces stationed in various regions of the world, that they can be effective force in spreading the gospel. Pray for the work of religious media, such as gospel recordings, films, cassette tapes, CDs, MP3s, Christian radio and television. Pray for the work of medical and social missions. This would include the work of relief and aid ministries. These are agencies combining medical and physical assistance with the spreading of the gospel. Pray for missionary aviation activities, dedicated pilots flying missionaries and supplies to various regions of the world. Pray for the work among immigrants and refugees of the world. Pray for the binding of spiritual forces of Satan that are influencing nations and regions. That such powers exist is illustrated by the prince that had power over Persia at the time of Daniel. These powers explain why some nations are more receptive to the gospel than others. Certain spirits are active in various regions, and until believers intercede, these regions are not receptive to the gospel. Intercession for one area of the world, 10 minutes. Focus your prayer on a specific continent or country. There are several agencies which can provide specific information on various areas, agencies, and people groups, which will help you pray more specifically. See the four further study section of this chapter. Here's some specific things to pray about for each nation. Current events. You can keep aware of specific prayer needs by observing current news events in the nation or by keeping in contact with Christian workers there. Pray for the church of the nation, churches of the nations. Pray for those laboring in spiritual harvest fields of the nation. This would include those planting churches, national workers, training institutes, missionaries, Bible translators, etc. Pray for all believers in this nation. Pray for the unreached peoples of the nation. Pray for the binding the powers of Satan operating in this nation, those forces which would come against the spread of the gospel or close the nation to evangelism efforts. Pray that in every society there are basically seven areas which shape the thinking of individuals and the destiny of the nation. These are home and family, the church, education, arts, entertainment, media, government, and business. Intercede for the leaders and the spiritual condition in these categories. You can do intercession for a specific missionary or agency, 10 minutes. So by keeping in touch with the missionary or mission agency, you'll be able to be aware of specific needs for which to pray. Have your name put on a list to receive their newsletter or prayer bulletin. Pray for one unreached people group. The five major unreached people groups are Buddhists, Hindus, tribal peoples, Muslims, and Chinese. Pray for spiritual hunger among these groups. Pray for laborers to share the gospel with these people. Pray for revelation for the proper strategy to reach each individual group. Pray for those already attempting to reach these groups. Then we could do personal prayer needs for 10 minutes. Consider your own personal needs in relation to the world. How do your personal needs relate to God's global purpose and your part in it? Even your most personal concern should somehow relate to God's plan for the nations. Continue to seek God for ways that you can fulfill your part of the commission to reach the nations of the world with the gospel of the kingdom. How can you better equip yourself to do this? How can you begin right now? And how can you free more of your personal time and finances for the cause of world missions? So in the hour of prayer, here's a summary of how your hour of international intercession would be divided. So you'd start with praise to God for 10 minutes, then intercession for the world in general, 10 minutes. Then you would have intercession for one area of the world for 10 minutes. Then you would have intercession for a specific missionary or mission agency for 10 minutes. Then you would pray, have prayer for one unreached people group for 10 minutes. And then you would have specific personal prayer needs for 10 minutes. You can also create a prayer manual. A personal prayer manual will assist you in an international intercession. And here are some instructions for creating such a manual. So first off, you would have section number one in the prayer plan. So you want to remove the prayer plan given in this chapter for the hour of international intercession. Insert it into your prayer manual for a reference in guiding your prayer time. Section two, the general world. Remove the suggestions for general world needs given in this chapter and insert them in the section of your prayer manual. You can add other world prayer needs to this list as God brings them to your mind. Then you want to obtain a map of the world and insert it in section two of the prayer manual. Lay your hands in this map and use it as a point of contact as you pray for the world. Section three, specific areas. Collect maps and information on various nations and areas of the world and insert in this section of your prayer manual. Include clippings from newspapers or current events which affect the work of the gospel in particular nations and pray about these issues. Do not forget to pray for your own nation and your village or city. Obtain a map of your country and include it in this section. Obtain a map of your city or draw a map of your village that includes it in this, include it in this section. If your city has telephone service, obtain a copy of the telephone directory and begin to pray for each individual of your city by name. Obtain a list of the names of government officials of your nation and city to pray for them. Section number four, specific missionaries and agencies. In this section, list the names of specific missionaries for whom you will pray. You can obtain copies of their newsletters and insert them in this section. Pray for their specific prayer needs. If your church denomination has missionaries, obtain a list of the names and addresses and begin to pray and correspond with several of them. Obtain the information on specific mission agencies and insert in this section. Pray for their specific needs and obtain a list of churches, Christian training organizations, and mission agencies in your area and pray specifically for them. Section 5, unreached people groups. With the names of five major blocks of unreached people groups in this section, there are Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, Chinese, and tribal peoples. Begin to collect information concerning these groups and insert in this section of your prayer manual. Section 6, personal prayer needs. Write the following column heading on a piece of paper and keep your personal prayer need record, the date, the personal need, and the date answered. Keeping a written record will help you target your prayer specifically and recognize when God has answered. Train others to become international intercessors. You could train others to become international intercessors, and here's the plan. Number one, communicate the biblical worldview. First, communicate the biblical worldview until a person catches the vision of God's plan for the world and their part in it. They'll not be effective international intercessor. Chapter 10 provides guidelines for how to communicate the biblical worldview to others. Two, use this chapter to train others in international intercession. First, study the chapter with them. Second, begin to pray according to the prayer plan given in this chapter. And then third, help them organize a prayer manual according to the instructions given in this chapter. Three, form a prayer group for international intercession. This group will assure continued dedication to international intercession. Set a specific time, day, and place for your meeting. The group could meet in your home or church. Use this prayer plan given in this chapter and the prayer manual you've created to focus your prayer time. Send for some additional prayer tools listed in the four further study section of this chapter. These will further assist you and those that you train for international intercession. So that's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.